Do you like to read books, or do you prefer listening to the audio versions? Hi, I'm Joe Padilla, co-founder and CEO of Mental Health Grace Alliance. For me, I like to read and listen, and now Charisma has both options. You can either read the magazine or hear it. So to begin listening and exploring great content, download the Charisma Media Audio app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The coronavirus, which has spread to multiple continents and infected more than 80,000 people worldwide, has been on everyone's minds lately. Recently, the virus intersected with a number of religious stories regarding South Korean cults, Muslim pilgrimages, and charismatic Christian prophetic words. Find out more after this break. Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today. Over the last 2 weeks of February, the coronavirus cemented itself as one of the top news stories of the year, impacting multiple countries and spheres of influence. As of recording, more than 82,000 people have been infected and more than 2,800 have died. While scientists continue to try and develop a cure, one possible source of the virus has been identified. FaithWire's Trey Goines Phillips reported on February 26 that a fringe Christian church called the Shincheonji Church of Jesus could have unintentionally spread the illness throughout South Korea. The church, which claims to have roughly 200,000 adherents worldwide, is a fusion of Christianity and the prophetic promises of its founder, Lee Man-hee. South Korea has called it a cult. One of the first infected coronavirus victims attended services at that church, which could have spread it to lots of others and accelerated the infections very quickly. The disease has also spread throughout Europe and Asia, and now other regions, like America and the Middle East, have begun to take precautions. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the nation on the coronavirus situation, while Saudi Arabia announced on Thursday, February 27th, that it was closing off Mecca to foreign pilgrims in an attempt to stem the virus's spread. Many Muslims from around the world make annual pilgrimage to Mecca, a holy site in their religion. The move by Saudi Arabia could affect millions of Muslims, as it also comes right before Ramadan, the fasting month. Though Saudi Arabia has not reported any coronavirus infections at this time, the Associated Press reports that Iran has had over 250 infections and 26 deaths as of the time of recording. In fact, one World Health Organization official told AP that he believes Iran is substantially underestimating the true numbers. Yet in the midst of this global crisis, some are still holding out hope. Prophet Sean Bowles wrote to Charisma News to share a prophetic word about the end of coronavirus. He wrote, "The Lord showed me the end of the coronavirus. The tide is turning now. He is answering the prayers and cries of the nations and is putting an end in sight." Bowles also said that several vaccines will now be coming out and that this threat will soon seem like a distant memory. Pray that those prophetic words will come true and that God will heal those infected with the coronavirus and give scientists the wisdom and the resources necessary to create a vaccine. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it on The Strang Report. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.